Welcome back to another episode of Weekly Political Pep Talks. My name is Leo, and I'm here with my co-host, Vishal.
Welcome back, everyone, and happy holidays. Now, on this episode, we have a lot to talk about.
We'll get into the Omicron variant's effect on the holiday shopping surge, the rise in AMC stock as Spider-Man No Way Home hits theaters, and a ceremony held in honor of Edwardsville tornado victims.
Then, of course, we'll get into our main topic. First off, for those who already know about us, welcome back, and thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. And for those who are new, welcome, and thank you so much for clicking on our episode.
Alrighty, Vishal, why don't we get right into the episode and start off with our current events.
Sounds good to me, Leo. For our new listeners, we'll briefly discuss a few headlines that occurred this week. The first headline in today's episode is Super Saturday, and how it's set to lure last-minute shoppers in the United States despite the Omicron surge within our country. So the United States retailers opened their doors on Saturday to what they hope will be swarms of shoppers searching for last-minute holiday gifts. Despite surging cases of the coronavirus Omicron variant, the last Saturday before Christmas, dubbed Super Saturday, is typically one of the busiest shopping days of the year, marked by a rush to buy last-minute gifts to tuck under the Christmas tree. The risks to shoppers this year, however, are not just that the merchandise might be out of stock, but it is also that in-person shopping could trigger more coronavirus infections, making Super Saturday a super spreader event. Toy store owner Catherine Guyon says that she anticipates more people to shop in person at her three Chicago area locations compared to the last Saturday before Christmas of 2020, or even the last Saturday before the pre-pandemic Christmas of 2019. It's like the new variant is the new normal. The environment has gotten a little used to that, she said. Foot trafficking from Placer.ai says it expects more people to visit stores this weekend than on the same weekend last year. Sensormatic Solutions, a data firm that measures store visits, cited a nearly 48% increase in foot traffic on the Friday after Thanksgiving compared to a year earlier as a sign that people would want to shop in person. A supply chain logjam has left many people also feeling nervous about not getting merchandise ordered online in time for December 25th, Christmas. Guyon also said that her three stores never receive shipments of merchandise for about 15% of their toy catalog. The toys, she says, are sitting on a container in Long Beach, California, outside of the water, waiting to come in. FedEx and the United States Postal Service set December 15th as the deadline for ground deliveries to reach home in time for Christmas, which means that shoppers still in search of gifts may have little choice but to buy in stores if they want to avoid fees for expedited shipping.
All right, so the next headline we have is about how AMC stock is soaring as the CEO celebrates Spider-Man No Way Home's release and GameStop also rallies. So shares of AMC Entertainment and GameStop Corporation roared higher on Friday as investors pounced on the beaten-down meme stocks after a weeks-long decline in their prices. The shares of movie theater operator AMC were last up 23.1% at $30.09 and on track for their biggest one-day percentage gain since July. Some market participants tied the jump to big preview numbers for the Spider-Man No Way Home movie ahead of what is expected to be a massive weekend at cinemas. AMC's chief executive, Adam Aron, earlier on Friday posted a tweet celebrating the movie's big box office numbers. Shares of GameStop, meanwhile, were up 9% at $157.58. About 30% of AMC's open options were set to expire at the end of Friday's session, leading to a surge in trading volume as traders placed wagers on where the stock would end the day. AMC saw about 1 million contracts traded by 1300 EST or 1 o'clock, or three times the expected volume. Options volume was projected to hit 1.6 million contracts for the day, making it the busiest day for AMC options in about 4 months, according to Trade Alert data. Trading sentiment leaned towards bullish bets, with about 60% of the volume in contracts set to expire by the end of the session, according to Trade Alert. It's a classic meme stock rally. There's some enthusiasm about Spider-Man pushing the stock higher, said Steve Sosnick, chief strategist at Interactive Brokers. That today is an expiration certainly helps. Both stocks soared earlier this year, fueled in part by individual traders coordinating in online chat rooms. AMC is up about 1,300% year-to-date, while GameStop has gained about 740%. AMC shares had fallen as much as 54.7% from their most recent intraday peak of $49.95 on November 8th to the most recent low of $20.80 on December 14th. GameStop shares fell 49% from their recent intraday peak of $255.69 to the most recent low of $129.50 reached on December 14th.
All right, so our final current event for this episode deals with the ceremony held in honor of Edwardsville tornado victims. The ceremony was held at Edwardsville Fire Department headquarters. Mayor Art Rezavi said a dogwood tree will be planted in honor of the 6 Amazon employees who died, and a plaque will be placed next to the tree. The 6 victims' names were DeAndre S. Morrow, 28, of St. Louis, Kevin D. Dickey, 62, of Carlisle, Illinois, Clayton Lynn Cope, 29, of Alton, Illinois, Etheria S. Hebb, 34, of St. Louis, Larry E. Verdon, 46, of Collinsville, Illinois, and finally, Austin J. McEwen, 26, of Edwardsville, Illinois. These individuals went to work that day, like many of us, Rezavi said, but did not have the opportunity to return home. Clayton Lynn Cope's mother, Carla Cope, said he was a great SEAL and would help anyone. "We cannot thank everyone enough for everything they are doing for us," Carla Cope said. "Obviously, I'm not the one only suffering, so I hope they're getting the support they need." The tragedy could have been even worse for Carla Cope. Her husband, who also works at the Amazon warehouse, fortunately was not there when the tornado hit. Flags in Edwardsville were lowered to half staff Wednesday. The National Weather Service has estimated the tornado to be an EF3 on the Fujita scale.
Now let's get into our main topic for this episode, which will be the Christmas economy. As always, we'll start with some definitions.
Christmas is, as I'm sure we all know, a Christian holiday that celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ. Over the years, however, Christmas has become much more commercialized, meaning that it is a more widely celebrated holiday by all people and not just Christians.
We'll also define the Christmas economy as the spike in sales during the holiday season and the economic boom surrounding that time of year. So let's get into some background and history on the Christmas economy.
Although the exact date of Jesus' birth is uncertain, it has often been estimated that the day was December 25th. Christmas itself started being celebrated a few hundred years after the presumed birth of Jesus Christ, as Christians believe that he is the Son of God.
Even before that, however, there were many holidays across the world that celebrated light and joy in the middle of the dark winter seasons. A good example of this is Saturnalia, a Roman holiday celebrating the titan of agriculture, Saturn, during the winter. Anyways, Christmas was not always celebrated as it is today until much after its creation.
Early American colonists, many of them Puritans, did not even celebrate Christmas because they did not support quote-unquote English decadence. It wasn't until the 19th century that Christmas became popular again and was widely celebrated.
Writings from authors like Washington Irving and Charles Dickens' famous A Christmas Carol revitalized American interest in the holiday. Christmas then came to be celebrated as a family holiday, with traditions like sending holiday cards, decorating trees, and giving gifts following suit.
Along with this came the now immortalized myth of Santa Claus, who is actually a combination of many older stories from the Norse culture and others. The Christmas economy really started to take its shape after the Great Depression, as commercialized toys and holiday cards started to be sold. This started the tradition of Christmas time holiday shopping, which is something that we all know.
So now let's get into the Christmas economy in today's world. So nowadays, Christmas shopping season can start as early as right after Halloween. There is a common joke that many retail stores completely skip over Thanksgiving and go straight from Halloween decorations to Christmas ones.
But this joke does indeed have some merit to it, as retail stores such as Walmart and Target capitalize on the Christmas and the holidays as a marketing tool.
And just as a side note here, this commercialization mostly happens in Europe and North America. But anyways, because Christmas is celebrated by so many people want to buy stuff related to it.
And what this does create is a sort of positive feedback loop. The more stuff stores sell related to Christmas, the more people buy it. And the more people who don't celebrate Christmas are felt left out, and they feel encouraged to go out to stores and buy Christmas stuff, in turn making those stores even more money.
This has resulted in many non-Christian people celebrating this holiday. For example, my family is Jewish, but we still have gifts on Christmas, mostly due to the fact that my parents didn't want me and my brother to feel left out when we were younger, and now we've just continued this tradition.
Every part of Christmas can be found in stores now, from cards to gifts to artificial trees to elves on the shelves and so much more. This really leads us to ask ourselves the question, how has this holiday that started out as a small-scale religious celebration turned into a global commercialized time of the year? And is this thing a good or a bad thing?
So to answer this question, I think we should get into our opinion section here.
So Leo, would you want to go first?
I would love to. Okay, so for me, I have to say that Christmas has definitely changed over the course of these past centuries, but I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. Yes, I do think that the way companies have capitalized on the holiday has kind of ruined the magic and made it not as inclusive, but I still think that it can be celebrated with that. In fact, I think that you should be able to celebrate Christmas to whatever extent you want, and I like that you can do that in the kind of Christmas culture that we have today. Additionally, the time of year and the holiday season that has developed because of this commercialization has created a time that's really comforting for a lot of people and also brings a lot of families together. So all in all, I think that despite its evolution, Christmas has still fulfilled the original goal that it had, which was to bring light in the dark winter time. And as for that, I think that Christmas has indeed achieved its goal.
I think that was very well said, Leo, and now I'll get into my opinion. Well, Leo, I believe the way Christmas is currently celebrated is completely fine. Now, some people may say that the commercialization of Christmas is religiously wrong because companies are more worried about how much money they make rather than the actual meaning of the holiday. And while there is some validity to this argument, people have to remember that there is nothing that is stopping them from celebrating Christmas in their own and unique way. Just because Joe Schmo might celebrate Christmas in a super conservative and traditional way, that doesn't mean he needs to force those traditions on Susie Q. I think what people have to understand here is that Christmas is becoming more than just a religious holiday. It is becoming a trend that people, regardless of their religion, are starting to celebrate. Take me, for example. My family is predominantly Hindu, but despite this, we still get festive for the holiday season. Let's put politics and values aside and come together as a whole nation to celebrate this beautiful, fun, and decorative holiday. And that's all I have to say for my opinion, Leo. And before I pass the mic to you, I would just like to wish all our viewers a safe and fun holidays. Thank you.
With that, I think that's all we have for today's episode. Happy holidays and stay political.
For more exclusive content, visit weeklypoliticalpeptalks.com.